Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
There's a lot of good things that are breaking our way. You know, I always tell people, just have hope. When things get real, then people react the right way. That's what happened in Virginia. The Democrats found out the hard way. You don't screw with people's kids. When this vax thing starts going after kids, you're going to see that as well. You know, you're getting mom, you kill one of these kids with a vaccine, mama bear's coming at you hard. And if you threaten them with the FBI, that just gets mama bear angrier. And I think the Democrats are going to pay generationally for what they did in 2020 and 2019 and 2021.
Let's go, Brandon. Sleepy Joe Biden and his criminal administration are trying to burn down America, and we're not going to let them do it, are we? That's the good news. Friends, before we start, just a quick word about one of our sponsors. If you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments. So it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. It's Sean from SGT Report here, getting ready for Thanksgiving. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving before we get there, because we do have a lot to be thankful for, despite the fact that we have an illegitimate president, an illegitimate administration, and a country that in many ways is in great peril. But guess what? We have 50 states, and the criminal fed government derives its power from those states and the consent of the governed. So we stand a chance, right? As Jim Carrey said in that movie, Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying I have a chance. We're going to welcome back to the program, Bob Kudla, the founder of Trade Genius, as we talk about all of it. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good today. Best Buy not doing so good. I guess their margins are crashing. Why? Because some of these lunatic Democrats have made it legal to steal. Yeah, I'm talking to you, California, San Francisco specifically, but we're seeing nonsense like that all over the country. And now even these corporations are paying the price, Bob. You've seen, I'm sure, the video of these mob crash and dashes as they break into Louis Vuitton and steal all the goods, as they break into Nordstrom's and steal all the goods. Your take? Best Buy crashing as margins slide due to organized retail theft.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not upset about it at all. Look, they voted for this, they supported this, they positioned themselves that the Democratic Party was the way forward, and now the Democrats are taking their pound of sand out through this unlegislated reparations bill they put together for the people. Look, in California, San Francisco might end up in the next 2 years to having no retail stores whatsoever within the city and county of San Francisco. And if these people think it's going to be inconvenient, wait till they go into, you know, an Asian store that are used to this kind of environment. You can't even get in the door. Everything's caged off. You know, you have to ask what you want, pay for it, and then they hand it through you through a cage. You know, it's going to be a nightmare. And I just don't understand why these corporations put up with it. But I think it's like everything else. They thought they could control it. They thought it would be nothing. People let off some steam. And like everything else the Biden administration has done, they underestimated the cost to the American people and the anger that it's going to engender. People are pissed in San Francisco. They're pissed, and they're pissed at the government.
Well, they ought to be. I mean, who would want to pay taxes? If you're in California, who would want to pay state taxes to a criminal government that does not represent your best interests? But the same goes for federal government taxes. I mean, a lot of people are getting to the point, Bob, where they're like, okay, you're not going to secure our borders, then we don't have a government. Why would we pay taxes to a criminal government that will not even do the basics like protecting our borders? It's really a question whose time has come.
Well, I mean, it goes even beyond that, is that if the government can spend the money and the Federal Reserve just winks this stuff into existence, why do we pay taxes at all? Just have the Federal Reserve just wink it into existence as it's needed. You know, so I think a lot of people are questioning a lot of things. You know, I know you have children somewhat in my daughter's age. My daughter's a little bit older and she's now in the working world. And you know, the things I hear from her, and she's not conservative. She would consider herself probably down the middle. But, you know, economically now and even socially, she doesn't understand why things are the way they are and why they're allowed to happen. You know, she doesn't understand the stealing. She doesn't understand the taxation. She doesn't understand all the stupid rules. And this is the generation that the Democrats are counting on, you know, to carry their Build Back Better reset agenda into the future. And these kids are already tired of it. You know, my daughter has to drive 17 miles a day to work. And last thing she wants to do is have the Biden administration cut into her commute time and her commute costs and her profit for her business, you know, because of the energy policies.
Well, I think that's very, very important that you mention that, because I've said for a long time, all you need to do is have two brain cells to rub together to figure out that this entire system, especially from the leftist standpoint, is anti-human. None of it makes sense. It's all illogical. So if your daughter actually has the ability to think logically, she can't support these people. And by the way, talk about the gang that can't shoot straight. This idiot puppet president just released the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is what, 2 days of energy supply, Bob? And what happened? The oil price went up. Do you mind if I do a screen share? I think this is very amusing. There's this channel on YouTube I like, Crypto Zombie. I think it's a pretty good channel for crypto news and analysis. This is how he began the video today. He borrows these things from wherever he finds them, but I think this is genius. This is the president of the United States. You're about to see the president who represents we the people globally. This is the guy.
We have a lot of other things to cover here, but look to Dr. Sherwood. Are we moving?
Joe Biden, wake up. Joe Biden, wake up.
That I strongly believe is
Joe Biden. Wake up.
I should probably go home.
I'm tired.
Joe Biden, wake up.
Joe.
I'm tired. What's happening?
I'm coming back to you. I just think that's kind of amusing. I know it's a Bitcoin meme, and I don't really understand why Joe Biden and clenched fists would get us to a Bitcoin meme, but they call
diamond him hands.
Diamond hands. Well, Joe's not holding any Bitcoin, I don't think.
No. Although
I am, and you are, but here's the point. There's a reason they call that guy Sleepy Joe. And there's a reason why more than half of this country is absolutely pissed off that the election was stolen on November 3rd in the wee morning hours of November 4th, because they implanted this guy who did not get 80 million votes. And he's destroying the country, Bob.
Yeah, you know, going back to the oil thing, I was up pretty early. I'm out of here in California, and I was up pretty early. And oil's trade genius's biggest trade. You know, we love uranium. We love energy stocks and natural gas. And oil popped yesterday, and then they pulled it back 2% overnight. And so I was up early watching it. And then they announced the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you know, announcement for 50 million barrels, which is, you're right, 2.5 days of U.S. daily consumption, which Jennifer Granholm did not know, by the way. She did not know that answer, and she's the energy secretary. Oil then went up 3%. It was hilarious. I just wrote a note to all my subscribers. I'm like, okay, that's it. They just broadcast to the entire world that they have no solution, and they're going ahead and releasing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. By the way, it's sour crude oil, which means it's high sulfur. It needs a lot of refining. It's expensive. And it's supposed to only be for an absolute emergency of the United States. And they're doing it to try to knock the price of oil down, because they know that this is going to kill the Democrats. And so they just broadcast to OPEC. And what did OPEC do an hour later? Saying if the states are going to release their reserves, we could cut back on production. Just, it was hilarious. So I told my folks, load up the boat. Where I think this is going to be the trade for the next 3 to 4 months. They screwed the pooch on this. And they look at, this is Jimmy Carter reincarnated, and Jimmy Carter is not even dead yet.
You triggered a thought here, and it's this: under Trump, we were energy independent. Okay, I want to talk about 2022 and the red wave that's coming as you see it. If there are fair elections to be had in 2022, I want to get your opinion on what the atmosphere looks like. What does this shakeout look like after the 2022 elections? But first, you guys have been killing it on uranium and energy stocks. Do you want to tell people just real briefly how they can participate in the upside of these stock prices with Trade Genius?
Yeah. So if you go to tradelikeagenius.com, we put together 7 specials. So you can take advantage of us selling stocks or cryptocurrency, or join the VIP room and get access to option trades and more sophisticated types of trading opportunities. And those, we have a Black Friday special going right now, Sean. So it's our lowest prices of the year. And so you can go ahead and select one of those bundles. It's like 70-some% off, but best pricing ever. And then if you don't and you want to go unbundled, you can just go ahead and use promo code Black Friday. You get 50% off anything that's already unbundled. And if you're already a subscriber of Trade Genius, you can take advantage of this, and you can extend your subscription, or you can renew and get these prices too. They're available to everybody. So I encourage you to take advantage of them. I feel like a nonprofit. The prices are that good. And we do this once a year, Sean. And for your listeners, this week, we're going to extend this out to the Friday night, obviously midnight Black Friday. Take advantage of it, because these prices will go back up, and you won't see them again for another year. And what we do, I think it's important to let people know, is that, you know, we developed an algorithm and indicator package that looks at money flow. So it's no accident that we're in energy. It's no accident that we're in uranium. We saw the money flowing into these sectors, and we just trade those stocks within those sectors. And then we actually teach you how to use this. We give you access to the algorithm, so you can trade anything else you want to, above and beyond what we like to trade. And then you have chat rooms. And then if you want, you know, we give trades out every day so that you can take advantage of the trades that we are looking at personally. And if you like them, you can take them. And so we give you a complete package. Nobody does what we do. And we trade stocks, we trade cryptos. We have experts in each room. We have a VIP room where you can actually talk like you and I are talking and get even deeper insight or more training and more help. And it's a really good package. Go to tradelegatgenius.com. We have a great track record. You can see our trades on the website. Sean points out the attaboys all the time. We really help people learn how to trade, do it the right way, no Lambo crap, no penny stocks, all just good stocks, good habits, and good results. So thanks for letting me share that, Sean.
Yeah, you bet. And I'll leave the link below if you guys want to check that out and give Trade Genius a try. All right. So a minute ago, I asked you about the 2022 elections. If these elections aren't fixed, and it's hard for me to see how these demonic Democrats could fix it and game the system to the point that they would need to win any of these races because people are so fed up. Now, under Trump, we were energy independent. Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Accords. Trump stood up to the United Nations. And what do we get under this criminal administration? We get Skeletor, Bonesman John Kerry, in the pocket of the United Nations, in the pocket of COP26, in the pocket of the globalists, because he is one. And our borders are wide open. And Biden killed the XL pipeline first day. Okay. These people don't want us to be energy independent. They want us to be serfs under UN Agenda 2030 policies. So in your view, what does 2022 look like when we boot all these thugs and these criminals out of office?
Well, I think we have a good look at it. But you have to look at only two areas. Look at the state of Virginia and you look at South Texas. The state of Virginia tells you how the white people are going to vote. Okay. And they lost to soccer moms. So right away, so all those districts are going to go ahead and they're all going to lean right. I say probably 30 to 50 seats will shift from the Democrats to the Republicans on the House side. And then when you look at the Hispanic vote, Youngkin took 55% of the Hispanic vote in Virginia. And in South Texas, you have Democrat state assembly members in the Rio Grande Valley flipping Republican. Because I think the Hispanic vote is realizing that they're being played. And, you know, it used to be Republican racists. They don't like brown people. Well, now the Hispanics that live in the United States saying, hey, they keep flooding the zone here with more poor people. So my crime goes up. I get less services. I got competition now for my job. And also you're raising the cost of my living. So I'm getting less services because I don't qualify for as much as I did before. And now I got a more crowded area, which I live in. So there's no upside to these for these people whatsoever. And I think they're voting that way. You know, I think you're going to see a plurality vote Republican on the Hispanic side. You're going to see the soccer white mom is going to shift hard, right? And I think you're going to see black women are going to start shifting that way too, because I think they were horrified in which the way their children were treated in school. And I'm not talking about just CRT. I'm talking about the whole nine yards. I think the school teachers union have portrayed themselves. They've come out of hiding and we see them now who they really are. And I think it horrified people. And then these DAs that are letting everybody out. Look, I think DAs killed more black people than black people kill black people with letting all these people out on bail. And that's not lost on people. And they're living in this. So look, Youngkin took one whole majority black district in Virginia. Unheard of. And so I think the 2022 election, I feel really good about. I think we're all kind of smart to the tactics now for the election, for the House races. And then 2024, depending on who we put in to the the president, I don't want to get in front of that too much, is I think we have a good chance of just sweeping, you know, in 2024. We'll take the Senate back too. I would be shocked if Joe Manchin doesn't flip Republican. He's going to see the writing on the wall. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, Herschel Walker will win in Georgia. And then I wouldn't be surprised if Samina gets cold feet. She flips right too. And I think the astronaut dude in Arizona will probably lose too, Mark Kelly. So I think the Republicans have a good shot at getting to 60 votes in the Senate too.
Mark Kelly, the gun grabber. Oh man, I cannot stand these people. And by the way, as it pertains to rhinos, we can't get Liz Cheney, that viper, out of office soon enough. I don't know when she's up for election again, but what a piece of human filth, just like her father, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, she's a House member, so she has to go up every 2 years.
they're demons, man. I hate these people. And for those keeping score, Dick Cheney was the most loathed vice president in the history of our nation until Kamala Harris. People hate her even more than that guy. These people are vipers. All right, screen share here. Help me digest some of this current news. Now, we sort of began with this one. Best Buy crashes as margins slide due to organized retail theft. Stocks ramped up to the green close as oil soars. Thanks, Joe Biden, you idiot. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Interesting that the mainstream media continues to ignore real news. Moldova to avert energy crisis with payment to Gazprom. See, this is what they're going to do. They're going to threaten nation states and states in our country with rolling blackouts. It's all artificial scarcity, Bob. That's what these people deal in. They deal in fear and artificial scarcity as they try to push us toward their UN Agenda 2030 future. Netflix employee at the center of the anti-Chappelle protests voluntarily resigns. Don't be surprised to learn this was a trans person, friends. JP Morgan is once again the world's most important bank. Bob, I'm coming back to you. I would say the most important criminal bank as they continue to manipulate via COMEX and derivatives, silver and gold. Today, gold at $1,800 an ounce, silver at $2,378 amidst, essentially, we're standing on the cusp of hyperinflation.
JP Morgan is also trying to manipulate cryptos now too. So look, they're the vanguard of the elite. So, you know, they just pay another fine for manipulating gold, you know, so it's just, they paid their tax into the treasury. And so I guess they're good for another year. But look, you know, the oil market, here's the truism. You remember 2011 when we had the Arab Spring? That came from food prices and energy prices getting out of control in the Mediterranean area. We now have Turkey is ready to become a failed state. The lira is imploding, Sean. And that's going to set off a whole nother set of contagions. If your country cannot produce enough energy, nor can they produce enough food, and they have to import either or both, and you don't run a current account surplus on your other trade, you're literally, your standard of living is going to decline or implode. And Turkey's in that situation. The thing about Turkey is that they sit at a linchpin, you know, geopolitically. And so, you know, if we have chaos in Turkey, that means we're going to have chaos in Southern Europe, and we're going to have chaos that is going to benefit Russia. And I'm not saying Russia is the bad guy here. I'm just saying that Russia is going to see a tremendous opportunity to fill the vacuum, and Turkey will fail. Erdogan, typical authoritarian. He, you know, we will all learn from him. We're going to see what it is when you centralize authority, like we're trying to do here in the United States, and you try to govern by edict and fiat, you're going to get a collapse. And that was a first world nation that's going to go to third world probably within the next 18 months. And I'm not saying it's going to take 18 months to get there. I'm saying it's getting there now. And in 18 months, it's going to be a disaster, and it's going to be done for. And that's just going to reverb all over the world. And because then that's why the supply chains are collapsing, Sean. That's the dirty little secret. It has nothing to do with the pandemic. Nations are going to start trusting each other, and they're going to demand real payment for real goods. And so, you know, they're not going to pass gold and silver across these borders. They're going to look for digital assets. So that's why Bitcoin is such an important asset to hold, because you're going to see, hey, I have $100 million of goods to ship from one country to the next. And say, great, send me $100 million of Bitcoin and you can have your stuff. Or an altcoin that's going to be a proof and an ironclad agreement, a contract coin, you know, a smart contract that saying, okay, you deliver, you get paid. I think you're going to see that. That's going to be, people are looking at the digital currencies of the central banks. It's going to be smart contracts. You're not going to trust. I don't want the Turkish lira. I don't care what price you want to give it to me for. I don't want it. You know, I don't want it. But you give me a smart contract that's tied to Bitcoin or another deflationary token, and then, yeah, I'll get your stuff, and vice versa. So it's going to be an interesting time. And that's why you have to have digital assets. You still need to have gold and silver. I own gold and silver miners. They will break out. But the trade is energy right now. Energy. And that's where you're going to make your money. That's where big money is going to move, Sean, because that's the easiest place for them to move. And if you notice here in the United States, they're starting to move away from real estate. So Zillow's out of the business. So, you know, you're talking Orlando and Phoenix markets, the real estate, those price appreciations are gone. The speculation of the cities are gone. And there's a couple other companies out there that do the same thing. And then if BlackRock does what it did in 2007 and 8, overextend, they dump. They lost $1 billion in 2008. And they're going to dump, they'll dump real estate too. So real estate speculation is going to be done for, stock market speculation is going to be done for, and the money is going to be made in energy and in digital assets as people hunker down.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, a couple of things here. When you mentioned BlackRock, I've talked about this quite a bit. Just over the past year and a half in this housing bubble, BlackRock bought 17,000 single-family homes. 17,000 homes, friends. And why? Because they want to turn them into what they call SFRs, single-family rentals. Now, remember, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, in the future, you'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You'll rent everything, including your home. That's what these people want. I would love to see the bubble pop with them holding the bag, Bob. Now,
as it will happen.
Now, as we round out the conversation, I do want to talk about precious metals and crypto. You mentioned crypto, smart contracts. Some people might bump on that. Again, who wants the Turkish lira, which crashes by the day? Maybe we'll see that in the future with the dollar. Lately, the dollar's had strength. It's always puzzling to wonder why these fiat currencies, I guess the dollar's the best of the worst, but in El Salvador, they have embraced Bitcoin as a national currency. So I think you're over the target. What you're saying is true. Crypto should hold value into the future. So we'll talk about Bitcoin, where you think it's going. But first, let me just shine the light of truth on another one of these vipers. Gary Gensler, Democrat. Gary Gensler was the head of the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and he never, ever reined in JP Morgan or these criminal banks for what they do via the paper markets to suffocate, to damage the price, the real world discovery price of gold and silver in physical form. They're allowed to throw billions and billions of ounces of paper, precious metals, okay, via the COMEX, via derivatives, to crush the prices, to cap the prices. Gary Gensler never did jack diddly about any of that. And now this man is the head of the SEC. Now, I'm coming back to you, Bob. I've been meaning to ask you about this. Why does this viper eagerly welcome a BTC futures ETF, but he will not grant a BTC spot ETF? And he says it's to protect the consumer. Are you kidding me? The average Joe does not trade in futures. The average Joe would love to buy the BTC spot ETF, which instead of settling in cash, would settle in actual Bitcoin, causing the price to go up. These people are just vipers, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a question in there, but I agree with you. So I think it's actually going to, turn on them. I think it's going to boomerang back on them because, you know, Bitcoin is not like gold futures and not like silver futures. You get too far over your skis and you have a whale come in there and they'll buy those contracts all up, you know, and you know, it's not like you just could, like they did with gold the other day, just drop $1 billion sale contract, you know, naked on the market to knock gold back. You try to do $1 billion contract on Bitcoin like that, and some dude might just come right in there and take you up on the offer. And then you're scrambling for Bitcoin. You know, so regardless if they settle it in cash, just, you know, at some point you still have to come up with the goods. And I think it'll backfire on them. You know, yeah, I know. I laugh because they're desperate now to try to knock out all alternatives. But look, Bitcoin's not going anywhere. It's now politically ensconced, okay, inside a lot of elites. They know they need an off-ramp to the banking system. And some of the stuff is just rear guard action to make sure that those people have enough of it. But look, this is generational. You know, if you're under 40 years old, you're not talking to me about stocks. You're talking to me about cryptos. And I think the politicians, which were all ancients, right? They don't understand that. And they don't understand that these kids just don't care. I think they're learning it, Sean, because people literally will walk away from a job. You know, they can't find workers. You have to get vaccinated. The kid goes, well, I don't want to. Well, we're going to fire you. Okay. You know? And they're like, all of a sudden, I don't have workers. And so, that's the same thing on the crypto side. Hey, you know, we're not going to let you sell XRP. Okay, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to speculate in Solana. I'm going to speculate in Dogecoin. I don't really care about you, but I'm not putting my money in the stock market where you can steal it from me, you know, and I'll speculate with my friends. And oh, by the way, I make enough money. I don't have to work for 3 years. So go pound sand. I'm going to go cruise around for a while. And now we have 4% of the workforce of young people that aren't in the workforce because they have cash flow and they're not working. And next thing you know it, now they can't find workers. So I think it's really interesting what's happening here. There's a lot of good things that are breaking our way. You know, I always tell people, just have hope. When things get real, then people react the right way. That's what happened in Virginia. The Democrats found out the hard way. You don't screw with people's kids. When this vaccine starts going after kids, you're going to see that as well. You know, you're getting mom. You kill one of these kids with a vaccine, mama bear's coming at you hard. And if you threaten them with the FBI, that just gets mama bear angrier. And I think the Democrats are going to pay generationally for what they did in 2020 and 2019 and 2021 with the way in which they're treating the mothers and your children. And I think it's generational. And these kids, look, my daughter, you know, she understands this already, and she's just living in the world. She just sees things that just aren't right. And I think this is going to be this generational move is not what the Democrats think they had. They thought they were going to get shock troops for the communist future and are getting a bunch of libertarians. And I think they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's the best news possible. People are really waking up. All right. Now, I know sometimes I ask questions, but I end my question in a statement. So I want to go back to what my question was. But first, let me just say, Michael Saylor, the MicroStrategy CEO, you mentioned hope. He's a hopeful guy. He believes Bitcoin is hope, which is why he bought the URL hope.com. That's one of Michael Saylor's many URLs. By the way, the guy was so smart early on, he made tens of millions of dollars on URLs, domain names that he bought and then sold. Not sure which ones made him rich, but I did hear him say once he made $30 million selling a URL or a domain name. So hope.com, he believes Bitcoin is hope. He's positioned MicroStrategy with the biggest position in Bitcoin of just about, well, of any corporation out there. He dwarfs his Bitcoin holdings in MicroStrategy, dwarf everybody else's. But here was my question regarding Gary Gensler and the SEC. Why did they approve a BTC futures ETF? But they say to protect the consumer, they won't approve, or they haven't approved yet, a BTC spot ETF. Is it because if they did, the price would skyrocket? Is that why?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they want a futures contract so that the bankers can try to slow the ascent. Okay. But as I said, after that is, I think it's going to backfire on them. But you're exactly right. If they did a spot, but it doesn't really matter anymore. We don't need a futures market for Bitcoin. You know, with look what Mara and Riot and those ilk are performing that function already. So, you know, just like in uranium where Sprott got involved here and he created a fund to hold uranium off the market, Mara and Riot are going to do the same thing. They're just going to keep borrowing money and they're going to be buying Bitcoin. They're going to be like Michael Saylor at MicroStrategy, but that's all they do. And so they are, you don't have to worry about Gary Gensler and his garbage thing. You know, if you believe strongly in Bitcoin, you just buy Mara and Riot. And the nice thing about those guys, if you think it gets stretched to the upside, you can sell calls against your position and you never have to sell it. You're kind of a proxy owner of Bitcoin. And then you can go ahead and sell calls against it. You're monetizing it. So, you know, I think that's a tremendous opportunity. There's a reason why those started to move. And what's really interesting that we've noticed is a lot of cases, Mara and Riot are kind of front running the move in Bitcoin. So those guys were on the inside. And I think the insiders see it and they know Bitcoin's going to make a move and they move. And if it moves down or moves up, we can see it like a day ahead a lot of times. And so it's really interesting to watch. And I encourage your listeners to kind of watch it and you'll be pretty amazed like we are. And all we do is we keep trading it. It's like my best trades this year have been in energy, uranium, and trading Mara and Riot on swings. And it's just it's a rinse and repeat. These are the gifts I keep on giving. And if you trade with us, we put those trades out there all the time.
Yeah, just to be clear, guys, Riot is Riot Blockchain, R-I-O-T. As we're having this conversation today, it's up 8% at $36. It was previously quite a bit higher than that at one point. But let me ask you this final question. So they won't approve a BTC spot ETF, but there is GBTC, which is Grayscale's Bitcoin fund. Let me ask you this. For a very long time, GBTC traded at a huge premium. At some points, it was even double. It was 100% more valuable than underlying Bitcoin. Now, in recent history, it's traded at a tremendous discount to Bitcoin spot price. Why is that? Is there no arbitrage to be played there?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people tried and they're just not coming back to par. I'm not really sure why it is. I was never a big GBTC fan. I've always preferred the miners of the coins as my preference in the stock side or own Bitcoin itself. Our joke inside the shop is why own GBTC when you can just own BTC? So I don't really follow GBTC too much. And then if I want to get my derivative or my proxy, I just trade Mara and Riot. And that's just them. You could trade BTBT, you could trade HUT. You know, there's like seven or eight of them out there now. But I'm not really sure. I never really dug into it. I knew the premium before was because of the they had to pay up for it. And there was an arbitrage on the other side because of futures contracts. And maybe it's the other way around now, but I don't have a good answer for you because I never really looked into it.
Well, I guess the obvious answer might be, okay, if we look at the SLV ETF and the GLD ETF, theoretically, a deep-pocketed billionaire could take a position and then take delivery of physical. Theoretically, that's possible with those vehicles. If that were possible with GBTC to actually get your physical Bitcoin, then the arbitrage would close, right? But I guess you can't do that. So that's my speculation. All right.
No, and you know, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of ways in which if you own like Mara, you could sell in the money calls and you can monetize. And you know, there's just a lot more creative things you can do. You know, if you sold calls against Mara for 2 years, you're likely to have Mara, your cost of Mara ownership zero. So, you know, I'd rather do things that I understand that's not opaque like GBTC. And if I want a BTC, I just buy it every week. I don't want somebody else holding it for me.
Yeah,
I don't trust them.
Yeah, but with that said, there have been Trade Genius buy signals in the past that have included GBTC. I've gotten them on my own phone.
Yeah. I mean, look, Phil runs my crypto room. So I trade on the stock side. So Phil likes GBTC. You know, we have an oversold, overbought on GBTC that we'll put out. You know, it's not that I don't like it. I just don't trade it. But Mara and Riot, look, BBTC hasn't really, it moves, you know, with Bitcoin, but Mara and Riot move at leverage to Bitcoin. And so there's tremendous opportunities with everything.
All right. Very good. Final question. Where do you see Bitcoin going? It's retraced from a new all-time high that it recently made at about $68,500. Today, as we're having this conversation, don't have it up. I think it was 56,000, 57,000. What do you see happening here? Are we retracing? Did we hit a double top?
No, our view is that, you know, the double top is probably a cup and handle. And what that means is you get a retracement off that right side of the double top that we just had from from 2017 to 2021. And so you're going to get a pullback on that. And then from there, we're looking for it to go back to the highs and then up to about 95,000, Sean. You know, we can push down between 52 and 55,000, but we don't have to. But that's our view right now. I think today Bitcoin opened down and it ended up, I think, $1,400. So there are people buying it, and they don't care about the dollar anymore. They don't care about gold anymore. You know, Bitcoin is being desirable on its own merits. And at some point, if it gets back to those highs again, it's just going to rip right through it. So our target is 95K.
All right, we'll do a screen share here as we wrap this up. 57,600 on Bitcoin, 4,300 on Ethereum. Solana is one I've had my eyes on, 223. Polkadot, that seems to be a promising project, $40. It is strange the amount of money we see going into this space. And I think it's evident that maybe nation states are involved in these trades. The amount of money going through this space on a daily basis is really mind-boggling at this point, Bob.
Yeah, look, it's the purest market right now. And so people like it. You can make a lot of money. You know, if you're diligent, there's enough volatility in these coins for you to do quite well over time. And there's some really good projects, you know, coming up, and there's a few lotto tickets out there. And the nice thing about it is if you see money flowing into one of these coins, you definitely could take these pump and dump rides and, you know, make 20-30% in a day and hop off the train and look for your next opportunity. So, I stack Bitcoin, I buy Solana every week, and then I look for opportunities to see if there's any lotto tickets out there for me to grab, you know, when I'm not too busy doing something else. And in the meantime, I like both those stories. Polkadot's a great one. I know a lot of people like Ethereum and what they're doing in their projects. And so, and then Shibu, you know, never know, you know, you get a crazy, tweet from an influencer or Musk or somebody like that. And, you know, that thing can light on fire, and that's the deflationary coin, but, you know, it's a meme, and, you know, that thing can double, triple, quadruple in a week. So, you know, you can't make that kind of money in the stock market, but you certainly can make it in the crypto markets.
Yeah, just one word of caution there on Shiba, friends. I'm with you. I have a little Shiba. You know, I made some money on it, got rid of a lot of it, got rid of 75% of it, kept the rest. But here's the point. That thing, unlike Bitcoin, which there will never be more than, 21 million Bitcoin, Bob? Shiba has an infinite supply. So if you want to think about what a trillion is, guys, well, look at our national debt, 30 trillion. It's mind boggling.
Yeah.
Kind of like
Shiba. I think there's 250 quadrillion Shiba coins out there, something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's insane. So you could take literally a 500 million Shiba position, and we're not talking about, you know. So, all right. So final thing I would say for those listening, I mentioned Crypto Zombie, and I played that clip of Sleepy Joe. Crypto Zombie, if you guys want to dabble in some of these things and get some of these lotto tickets, he's a pretty good source for finding new projects. And if you're willing to do the research and get in early, literally, he just named one the other day that's up 200 times in just a few weeks. I didn't get in on it, but I'm just telling you, there are lotto tickets out there like that. And that's very difficult to find in the stock market. But if you want to leverage the stock market and get buy signals that can help you make money, well, that's TradeGenius.com. Bob Kudlow is the founder. I'll leave the link below. Bob, thanks for your time today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate each and every one of you. And I'll remind you, for real news 24/7, the antidote to corporate propaganda and those lies that the mockingbirds tell, well, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices, so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
I would take the words of Bill Gates seriously, not because he's a prophet, but because he's a criminal, because he's a bioterrorist, because he's a eugenicist, because he's a sociopath. And he has a proven track record of being right. Well, that's not surprising if you're actually orchestrating it.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.